Hi, sweetie. Come on in. The girls are upstairs getting ready. Actually, they're getting ready again. Leave it to my girls to come down looking like they're starring in a Halloween porno. Then act surprised when their mother sends them back upstairs to get changed. Want to know a little secret? Technically, I guess it wouldn't have mattered if I let them have their slutty little outfits or not. Because tonight, I'm not dropping you kids off at the movies. Tonight, you're helping me with an intervention. How close do you consider yourself with this family? I know I think of you as my own. I'm not sure a teacher's supposed to say that. Maybe it's showing favoritism. But I do. You always watched out for my girls, especially in the halls. So you don't just get my teacher's love, like my other students. You've earned my mom love, too. It's like a good boy rewards program. For keeping my girls company, being respectful, escorting them to the movies. You're at, like, platinum tier mom club. The way the girls have treated you, that's another story. I know they can be a little catty, and more than a bit teasing, the way they parade around in their little black underwear, telling you about their playdates with their girlfriends. And yes, I know about the girlfriends. My daughters call it intersexual or poly or some other nonsense. You know, in my day, we just called it being bi. But that's why I need your help tonight. You respect my girls, and they love you in their way. If anyone has a chance to draw them out of this phase, I think it's you. Wait, I think I hear them coming down.
When did you stop listening to me? Like, was there a ceremony I missed when you became smarter than me? Because, I'm telling you, she's not letting you go out in that.
I did what she asked. I changed.
How? Your tits are still hanging out. All you did was add a collar.
Which has dangly things and chains, so it covers more? More is enough. What about you? You went from a net shirt and bra to just a corset? Which is technically a bra from another era.
It covers everything.
Because there's hardly anything to cover.
Oh, okay. You know what, Tis McGee?
Girls, you're both equally harlots and everyone wants you. There. Happy? Now, you have company.
Oh, hey.
You say company like college admissions is here. It's just him.
Briar, be nice.
Why make us change if he's coming with us? That's like sending us to the movies with a cloak of unfuckability.
Briar, language. And it's never lame to dress your best.
My best? You mean dress like you? Like we're going to church? You know, I think I have a cross that goes with the skirt, but it might be a bit more heavy metal than the prayer pieces you wear, Mom.
I've seen it, Briar. It's very drama club.
I think Mom looks really nice. She's got the whole hot for a teacher thing going on. That's why the PTA dads pay so much attention. I'd borrow that sweater, Mom.
Lee, it's nylon, stretched across your tits. Mom's sweater would be a window.
Nobody's borrowing my sweater, because nobody's leaving the house.
Why?
Because your little friend here has agreed to help me with something. So everyone, take a seat.
Mom, the chairs are gone.
You know I bought the movie tickets online, right?
Lee, sit on the boxes for now. I'm having the dining set reupholstered. And I know you bought them on your phone. Just take a 20 out of my purse. I'm sorry, dear, but I got the inflatable lounger out of the pool and I dried it off so you can use that. Just lay back and relax. Like a therapy session. If the sarcasm comes back too much, you can grab the little plastic handles. There you go. Get nice and comfy.
You know what would be better than sitting on boxes? Theater recliners.
I should have worn a longer skirt. Can cardboard give you splinters?
No, but it can give you lines across your ass. especially if you're only wearing a thong, which we can very clearly see.
Are you slut-shaming me?
Depends. Are you still capable of shame?
Nobody is slut-shaming anyone. Especially not in front of company.
You keep calling him company. It's starting to sound suspect.
And you're hovering over him. Like you're about to give him an award or something.
Or a blowjob.
No, I'm not. I'm just giving your friend a hug. To show him how much we appreciate him being here to support you two.
Support us how?
It's not like we're seeing an M. Night movie.
There. This is something you girls should learn. Sometimes, you need to reward your man just for showing up. For being your rock. Even if he's a little confused. Even if he doesn't quite know what's going on, or what's happening to him, or why he's being restrained.
Holy fuck, Mom, chill. I can see your biceps bulging on that hug.
Mom, are you okay? Is he okay? Like, seriously, you don't need to hug him that hard.
Holy fucking shit, Mom!
All right. Listen up, girls. This isn't just about your friend here. This is about you two finally growing up and acting like adults.
Mom, we do.
I've been a teacher long enough to know that all this bi-curious poly, make out with whoever you want, cut your hair short and act like boy stuff, it's all nonsense. A phase.
Whoa. Mom, that is not okay to say.
All that stuff ends now, because I'm about to show you the one thing that makes all this internet tomboy crap look small by comparison.
Jesus Christ, Mom, do you know how crazy and sensitive you sound right now?
Yeah, Mom, I kinda agree with Briar. You're starting to sound a little gay conversion-y in a really scary way.
You think this is scary?
Yes.
Like, on a scale of 1 to you just zip-tied our best friend to a pool toy.
He'll get over it.
I'm so sorry she's doing this. Mom's always wanted us to be good church girls, but she's never spazzed out like this.
You think I've spazzed now?
Please, don't be freaked. I don't want to lose you as a friend. Just think of this like the time I tied you to my vanity chair and covered you in my stuffies.
Except replace stuffies with a bigot who thinks sexuality is a phase.
You think you know more than a teacher with decades of experience under her belt? Fine. Prove your mother wrong.
Prove how?
Let your mother show you how to be with a man. Then from now on, I'll consider anything you choose for yourself to be an informed decision.
Are you serious?
He doesn't look like he wants that. Do you want that?
He does want it. If he's got any sense or balls. And if he does complain or goes to the cops, I'll make sure none of the state colleges look at his applications.
What?
Mom, you can't.
If. That's a big if. And a big stick. But you girls know your mother prefers carrots over sticks. If he cooperates, well, one, he gets to fuck my daughters, which honestly should be enough.
This is so fucking sick.
And two, if all goes well tonight and nobody does anything crazy, like involve the authorities, you girls can have my car when I get the new minivan next week. And I'll make sure he's practically pre-approved to the local colleges.
Really?
That's not an incentive. This is so fucked up, Mom.
I don't think it's okay. Even if we want it. Mom, he's a... Well, you might not know this, but he's a virgin.
Ha! I could have told you that. And it shouldn't be a hang-up for either of you girls. The way he looks at you, I can tell he'd give his right foot to lose his V-card to one of you.
As if we'd take it.
But Mom, not like this. I'm sure he wants his first time to be special. With someone special.
Are you girls kidding me? Virginity used to be a thing guys threw away at bored housewives they saw undressing by the window. Here, how about this? I'll just hike up my skirt. And if his precious status as one of the untouched has got you too spooked, I'll just take it myself.
Mom!
I thought you might be well endowed with how my girls keep you in their orbit. But this virgin cock of yours is... It's a shame you've kept this to yourself for so long. I know a few older ladies who'd love to break you in. Here, let me just sit on it. Make sure it's safe for my girls.
Oh my God, Mom. This is technically a rape.
Oh. Is it, dear? Oh. See? He may be a little surprised by his good luck, but he's not running away or screaming. Which reminds me, with how much noise we're liable to make, you might need something to bite down on. Something to keep you from disturbing the neighbors.
Are those your panties? Mom, that's so weird.
Bikini bottoms?
Good boy. Just let me push the cloth between your teeth, and we'll tie the strings behind your neck, and... Perfect. I can feel you twitching inside me. My panties were a little wet, weren't they? Do you like tasting me on the fabric? Is that why your tongue is moving? Oh, I'm getting a taste of mommy. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I should have been doing this sooner. Okay. Okay. I'm going to stop here. This isn't about me. This isn't about the legal repercussions either. This is about my family's future. I'll just get off this perfect twitching cock. Oh my, what a good boy you're being. Look how slick you are, covered in mommy's juices. There. Now my daughters won't have to worry about taking your virginity.
But he didn't come. Doesn't that mean he's still a virgin?
That's not how it works, sis.
Now, I won't start you girls off with something that raw. We'll work our way up to intercourse. Instead, we'll start with something I'm sure you've done already. Kissing him.
He and I haven't done that yet.
Really? With how much you've kept him to yourself, locked in that dollhouse you call a room, studying...
Just because I'm alone with a date doesn't mean I fuck them right away. Unlike the red light district you call a room.
You are such a bitch sometimes.
Lee, come here. On his lap. Now.
Mom, his thing is still hard and kinda in the way. It's all slippery with, your stuff.
Just sit side saddle across his lap. Tuck his cock between your thighs.
Gross.
Like this?
I know you've been on his lap before. Stop pretending.
Now, just lean in and pucker.
I've kissed people before.
But not like this. Not while you've had a man's cock between your thighs. Good. Very good. Let him nibble on your lip a little. That way he gets a taste of that ice cream lip gloss you use. Now, clench your thighs a bit. Rock back and forth. Just a little. Keep him hard and needy while you use his tongue. It's nice, isn't it?
Mom, the panties in his mouth kind of get in the way, and I can taste you on them.
I thought you liked girls. But this is nice, isn't it? Having his cock rubbing between your legs while you taste his lips. Isn't his thing so hot and hard and inviting? Can you feel it jumping when you squeeze your thighs around it?
Mom, seriously. Gross.
Come here, Briar. You're next.
Pass.
If you don't do it, no car, no recommendation letters for him. Nothing. It's all or nothing tonight.
This is so fucking crazy. Okay, move over, Lee. I'm just going to do this shit quick and be done, okay? You're not bad looking, if you are my type. But like, I just want to get this over with. Play along and I will drive you anywhere you want to go, day or night. And you don't even have to pitch in for gas. Sounds good?
Briar, stop making deals with your conscience and kiss him.
There, I kissed him. Oh, wow. Can you guys feel that? I'm tingling all over, like, I think I'm transforming. I think I'm completely straight now. All I want to do is make out with vanilla dudes who reek of light beer.
Okay, you know what? If you're not serious enough to go beyond 80%, I'll help you get past the last 20.
Whoa, hands off, Mom. You don't have to hold my neck.
Evidently, I do. Now, give him an adult kiss. Lips parted, tongue out slightly. Keep going. That's my girl. That's my good girl. Show him you can keep his interest with just your mouth.
Isn't that enough, Mom?
Scoot down his legs, Briar. This is the next part. Pucker your mouth over his cock.
I thought this was to teach us to enjoy men.
This is part of appreciating the male body. There you go. Stick your tongue out. As you stretch your mouth around his cock, keep your tongue out. Look up at him, Briar. Don't close your eyes. Men like to see your eyes as you make their cock disappear into your mouth. Here, let me help you.
He's squirming. I don't think he likes it with Briar.
Trust me, he's loving this. Briar, honey, keep your head down and your butt up. The more of your body he can see while you're sucking him, the better. Wiggle your ass a bit. Let him look down on your corset.
I think she's done. She proved she could do it. Mom, so it's my turn, right?
That's just the first part. Briar, honey, Mommy's going to hold your head down again. Deep breath, okay, honey? In through the nose. And... good girl. You're doing so good, honey. Arch your back a little. Try to get your neck in line with this cock. Let it slide down your throat. Next time, it won't be Mommy pushing you down. Next time, he'll be using your throat like a pussy. The trick is to just let him take it. Let him use your throat like a fuck toy. All the way down and back up. All the way down and back up. Take it down to your collarbone. Okay, honey? Mommy's gonna hold your throat. And I wanna feel his head sliding all the way down.
That's it, right? Briar's down, right?
Okay. Okay, Briar. Stop, honey. Stop.
I just felt him twitching, and it was just...
I know, honey. It's really something, isn't it? Okay, Lee, you're next.
You can hold my neck if you want to, but I don't think you'll need to.
Oh my god. Lee, baby. You're really into this.
She's just showing off.
Good girl. I think we finally found a sport you're good at. That's right. Do you want mommy to hold the base of his cock? That way you can use your hands to play with your tits while you take him down your throat. Good girl. It's getting so deep. Briar, come here. See how deep your sister is taking it? Put your hands on her throat. Wrap your fingers around it. Feel how relaxed she is. How tight it gets when she swallows around his cock.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, Lee. You can stop now. Lee, baby, if you don't stop, he's gonna come down your throat. Lee?
Mom?
Honey?
I can feel him twitching in her neck. Oh my god, Mom. I can feel him spurting down her throat. It's like he's trying to fill her stomach.
Okay, Lee, that's enough. He's gonna get too sensitive if you don't let go.
Like you came for me after all.
Back up, sis.
What are you doing?
Mom's holding his cock so tight. He's still hard. So I'm going to show him how much better this will feel.
Why do you get to fuck him first?
Because you just got his first load. So I get to fuck him. Oh, fuck.
Mom, that's not how it works, is it?
That's right, Briar. This is called cowgirl. In this position, he can watch that tight, round ass of yours bouncing up and down on him. Keep your skirt pulled up. Bite the front of it if you need to.
This isn't fair.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel so good. He's so deep, I can feel him in my stomach.
If you lean back a little while I hold his cock in place, you can use him to hit your G-spot.
Oh, so fucking good. Oh, that's so fucking good.
Mom, she's had enough. She doesn't even like him. Let me.
Just wait, honey. Watch how your sister moves. Look at how she swivels her hips a little. Putting some grind into the way she rides. Fuck, baby. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you've done this.
What do you think she's doing in her room when she turns the music up loud? That big mirror of hers and her suction cup toys.
Oh, Mom, I can feel him twitching inside me. I can't stop. I can't stop clenching. Oh, fuck.
Do it, Mom, Briar. I've got you.
I'm gonna.
Mommy's got you. Do it, honey.
Did he come too?
I can feel him dripping out of you. It's getting all over my hand. Briar, honey, that was really something. And so hot, baby. Here, let me help you off him.
Oh, Mommy, it felt so good.
I know. And you can ride him again. He's such a good boy. I just know he'll let you do this as many times as you need.
What do you mean, as many times as she needs?
I'm just gonna catch my breath.
Mom, you said as many times as you need. As many times as she needs for what? Mom?
As many times as she needs. To get her pregnant, dear. That's why I wanted to be here for your first time. So I could be sure.
Briar doesn't even like him. But she gets to be impregnated by him?
Lee, honey, what are you doing?
Oh, so now you want to crawl on top of him and fuck his brains out? After years of friend-zoning him?
Oh, you don't even like him, Briar. But you get to ride him first? I guess I'll just make you watch while I make him come even harder than you did.
Honey, calm down.
You didn't even want to face him while you fucked him. That's why you did it, cowgirl. But I'll show him what it's like to look at someone while they're coming. So he can see my face when my eyes roll back.
Sweetie, you're getting angry. Oh, sweetie, the way you're riding him. I don't know if he can take this. He's probably too sensitive to come again.
He will, Mom. He's going to fill me up. He's going to breed me. Because he's mine. We're supposed to be together. I can feel it. I can feel him filling me up. Oh, yes, he likes it. He likes fucking me more than Briar. Because I have bigger tits and I can rub them against his face while my pussy swallows his cock. Oh, he's going to feel me and breed me. And I'll keep clenching around him until I milk every last drop. That way he won't even want to look at Briar next time he visits. Oh, yes, he'll just want this. He'll just want me. He will just want only me.
Honey. Fuck.
Can you feel him, Mom? With your hand around his base? How he's twitching inside me? Trying to spurt for me? Keep holding onto his shaft. I want you to feel it when he comes inside me. I want you to feel it, Mommy. So you know, he came harder for me. Please, please do it. Please come in me. Come inside me. Breed me. I know you wanted this for so long. Also make me pregnant before you make my sister pregnant. Do it. Yes, breed me in front of my mom. Make me your little goth slut in front of my family. Please, please. Oh, please, yes, yes, yes. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna... Oh.
Honey, that was just lovely. I can feel him emptying himself inside you. There. There we are now.
Oh, he came so,
so
much,
good.
Mommy. He came so much inside me.
Do you want help crawling off of him?
No, Mom. I'm staying right here with him inside me until he's completely limp. I want to sleep like this, with his cum leaking out of me.
Can't we both?
I don't think there's room.
Lee, honey, let's be fair to your sister.
I'll just curl up on his other side. The pool recliner kind of spoons the three of us together, doesn't it?
If you girls are good here, I think I'll just let you be. A little nap sounds good right now, doesn't it? As for you, I'm sure you don't mind, do you? Two sweaty, cum-drunk sisters keeping you company for the night. What a lucky boy you are. Well, sleep tight, you three.